Welcome to Girlfriends Pray Podcast. We are a prayer ministry for women, and our mission is to draw women closer to God through prayer. To learn more about Girlfriends Pray, go to our website, www.girlfriendspray.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Girlfriends Pray. And join us for prayer every Monday and Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 267-807-9601, access code 943334#. We invite you to connect, support, or become a partner of Girlfriends Pray. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. God bless you.
We praise the Lord for this day. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen on the line. I am Dr. Yolanda Carroll, coming to you from Houston, Texas, and I'm just glad about it. We're going to read a scripture this morning. I'm reading out of the Message Bible just for points of clarity. And our scripture this morning comes from Proverbs. It comes from the Proverbs chapter number 11, verses number, I'm going to go from verse number 21 down to about 27. So Proverbs 11, verses 21 through 27. And this is what the Lord says. And again, I'm reading from the Message Bible. And it says, "The desires of good people lead straight to the best, but wicked ambition ends in angry frustration. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Curses on those who drive a hard bargain. Blessings on all who play fair and square. The one who seeks good finds delight." The one, and we're going to put God in there, right there in that scripture, the one, because the good one, the one who seeks God finds delight. And so we want to go to God in prayer this morning, thanking him, praising him, honoring him, for he is the one that gives us grace and mercy, and we're just so grateful for this mantle he has on our lives. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. Dear Heavenly Father, we honor you. Dear Heavenly Father, oh God, we thank you for this day, for waking us up this morning. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you order our steps, O Heavenly Father. Order our steps, O God, that we may go where you would have us to go, and we may do what you would have us to do. God, protect us as we go our way this morning, as we go on planes, trains, automobiles, as we are walking, as we are in our offices in this morning, if we are in our schools, wherever we are right now in the name of Jesus, we ask for your protection, O God. God, we're asking you right now to protect those who are joining us this morning and protect those that are attached to them. Right now, O God, we're asking for and trusting you for your protection. Right now in the name of Jesus, O God, we say thank you, O God. God, we thank you for things as well as they are. God, we thank you for resources, O Heavenly Father. And we pray for those that are asking or needing resources right now, O God. God, you said in your word that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, O Heavenly Father. So, God, what we're asking you for, what we are thanking you in advance for, don't even give you a workout. So we bless your name this morning, O Heavenly Father. God, we thank you, this, O Heavenly Father. God, right now we also pray for those that have medical needs and medical concerns, O God. God, we pray for and we thank you for our own Sister Debo, O God, thanking you for continuing to take care of her, to continue to bless her, continue to keep her whole and healthy, O God. God, we thank you right now for there are others on the line that you are continuing to heal. You are continuing to strengthen. You are continuing to lift up, oh God. God, we thank you right now for even those that are having medical procedures coming forward, oh God. We ask right now that you do your work, oh God. God, put them in the right place with the right physician and the right nurses and the correct anesthesiologist. Everything that they would need, oh God, to be healthy, oh God, for a speedy and a full recovery, oh Heavenly Father. God, right now we also pray for the family, oh God. We pray for family, oh God, and we know that the family looks different in each family. We know that there are mothers raising daughters and fathers raising sons, and we also know that there are grandparents blessing their grandchildren and aunts and uncles taking care of their nieces and nephews, and there are godparents that are offering leadership to their godchildren, and then there are their sisters living with sisters, and then there's also the single blessed person that is living in their singleness. There's the single blessed person that are trusting God for their soulmate. And so we pray for the family, oh Heavenly Father, asking, oh God, that you would do your work in the family, oh God. And God, if there are breaches in relationships, if there are breaches in relationships between husbands and wives and employees and employers, oh God, we ask you right now that you would repair the breach, oh Heavenly Father. God, we know that anything that has been misaligned can be realigned with you, oh God. And so we ask you, oh God, the maker of heaven and earth, the repairer, oh God, to repair the breach, oh Heavenly Father. And then, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are turning us and that you are creating good people in us, oh God, that we would walk upright in you, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for straightening our paths, oh Heavenly Father, and giving us wisdom, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you even for ambition, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that you are enlarging our territory, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you right now that you're opening doors for us, oh God. And we also thank you, oh God, that you're giving us the will to stand until your will is crystal clear in our lives. God, we thank you right now for just blessing us abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine, oh God. And we know that all good things come from you. We know that all blessings come from you, oh God. God, we thank you right now for drive, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for ambition, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you right now, oh God, for motivation, oh God. Again, we know and we thank you that all blessings come from you. All good things come from you. And then, God, we thank you right now that, God, you are protecting us from the enemy, oh God, that you're offering us protection from the enemy, oh God. We thank you right now that we continue to seek you and seek your ways, oh God. God, we thank you right now that you are making us salt in unseasoned places. We thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father, that you are making us light in dark places, oh God. God, we trust you for your will for our lives, oh Heavenly Father. We trust you right now in the name of Jesus for your will for our lives, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you right now for making us dreamers, oh Heavenly Father. And we ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you would allow those dreams to come true as they are your will for our lives, oh God. God, we're praying your will for our lives, oh Heavenly Father. And God, we thank you for this avenue of girlfriends. Pray, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you that we are reaching women, men, boys, and girls throughout the land, oh Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that. God, we thank you for our leader, our overseer, Dr. D.C. Marshall, oh Heavenly Father. God, we ask you that you would bless her and be real good to her today, oh Heavenly Father. God, we ask that you would continue to pour into her all the things that she continues to pour out day after day, oh Heavenly Father. God, we ask that you bless Dee, oh God. We ask that you take care of Dee, oh God, and those attached to her, oh God. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are still keeping us well, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you that you are healing our land, oh Heavenly Father. You said in your word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways. Then will you hear, we hear from heaven, and you'll heal our land. And so, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are healing our land, that you are healing our land, that you are healing our women, you are healing our men, you are healing our boys, you are healing our girls, oh God. And so we thank you for your healing power, oh God. God, and we thank you for political rest, oh Heavenly Father. God, there are a lot of things going on in the nation, oh God. But God, we know that you sit high and you look low and nothing catches you by surprise. So God, we ask you for your help and your direction in what is going on politically in our nation. God, we ask you for racial rest, oh God, that we would dwell together in understanding, oh Heavenly Father, that we would be good to one another, that we be kind to one another, that we would be caring to one another, and we'll praise you, oh Heavenly Father. We say hallelujah to your name, oh God. We say hallelujah to your name, oh God. We praise your name right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we ask right now that you would meet the needs of those on this line, their prayer requests that they are voicing, those that are voiced aloud and those that are not voiced, oh God. But God, you know the needs of each and every one of us, oh God. And you want to meet the desires of our heart, oh Heavenly Father. And not just that big muscle that beats in our chest, but what goes on in our mind, what we are thinking, God. And we know that what is important to us is important to you. And we praise your name, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that you would give us what we need to stand right now in your name, oh God, that someone will see our walk, that someone will see our talk, and someone would say, what can I do to be saved? What can I do to live a life, a godly life? What can I do to be a godly woman? What can I do to be a godly man? And then to live and spend it. And then we end this time that we would spend eternity with you at the end of our lives. And so we thank you, O Heavenly Father, again, for empowering us, for encouraging us, for directing us. So we praise your name today, oh God. We honor you today, oh God. We give you glory today, oh God. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah to your name, oh God. We reverence you, oh God. We give you praise this morning, oh Heavenly Father. God, again, we love you today. We love you today, and we thank you for this mantle on our lives, oh God. We thank you for what you have put us here to do, oh God. And we ask again that you would direct us, oh God, that you would keep us, oh God. You would keep us on the straight and narrow, and we'll promise to give you the praise, we'll promise to give you the glory, we will promise to honor you and not think more of ourselves than we think of you. So we thank you, God. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you with this time for this time with each other. We praise your name. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. We give you the glory in Jesus' name, in the righteous name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God for that awesome covering. And we pray God's continued blessings upon everyone on the line this morning, and specifically for our faithful intercessors who go before the Lord on our behalf. Amen, amen. God bless you. We have been covered on today. We pray you were blessed by the call and that you will in turn be a blessing to others. We bless God for each and every one of you on the line this morning, and we pray that you will join us every Monday and Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to begin your day in prayer with Girlfriends Pray. Please visit our website, www.girlfriendspray.org, to stay abreast of all things Girlfriends Pray. And remember that you have 24-hour access, 7 days a week, to our prayer calls via the Girlfriends Pray podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. And you can connect with us via all social media outlets using @GirlfriendsPray. Have a wonderfully blessed day in the Lord on today. And remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. God bless you.